Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollars. Today, we will be speaking with the head of Pioneer Aerial Surveys, Michael Burns, to get the latest news on its current operations. These are exciting days for Global UAV Technologies Limited. The company just reported its first quarterly profit in only its second full quarter of operations. Powering UAV into the black was an 84% increase in revenues over the previous quarter. A large part of the reason for this bottom-line success are the operations of one of UAV's subsidiaries, Pioneer Aerial Surveys. Pioneer is an industry leader in providing its trademark UAV Mag aerial surveys. Magnetometer surveying produces graphical representations which effectively see beneath the Earth's surface. For this reason, such aerial surveying is of particular importance to the mining industry. Pioneer has attracted an international reputation in the mining industry for the caliber of its imaging and has already conducted its surveys on three continents. The subsidiary recently broke new ground in signing its first contract for UAV Mag surveying in South America. However, this wasn't the biggest news for Pioneer over the previous quarter. Last month, it reported completing an aerial survey around Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. With a profitable bottom line, an expanding sphere of operations, and this recent high-profile assignment, Pioneer Aerial is flying high. Stockhouse recently had the opportunity to talk with Michael Burns, the co-founder of Pioneer Exploration Consultants, now the director in charge of operations for Pioneer Aerial. I'm Jeff Nielsen. On behalf of Stockhouse Editorial, I have the pleasure of speaking with Michael Burns. We're here today to get the latest news on Pioneer Aerial Surveys and its UAV Mag surveying. Thanks for joining me today, Michael.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. It's exciting times, and it's a pleasure to talk with you.
Certainly. So let's dive right into the questions. I'm certain that's what investors are here for. So mining companies have been hiring aviation companies to conduct aerial magnetic space surveys for decades, using fixed-wing aircraft and or helicopters. Please explain how and why UAVs are positioned to capture a large portion of this mag surveying business.
Yeah, so that's actually a really good question, and we get asked it quite a bit. In general, how are drone surveys able to compete with the conventional survey methods out there today, especially the conventional airborne surveys? And there's a few major factors, and those include that the UAV operations are overall safer, more efficient, and more cost-effective. So we've been emphasizing those points, and it all comes down to ease of operation, safety, and efficiency. So our crew footprint is quite low on the ground. We can mobilize into a project with a crew of two people and equipment that can fly as checked baggage on airliners. So literally, our reach is global. From a small office in Saskatchewan, we can hit anywhere in the world and conduct our surveys at a fraction of the cost to get there, and then a fraction of the cost operationally to be able to actually conduct the survey. And those are our main competitive points. On the other side, there's quite a few other factors that I'm sure we'll get into, but being able to compete with the major airborne companies in terms of cost and efficiency is where we really stay ahead.
Well, being cheaper and safer are pretty large advantages. So let's dive into the next question here. Pioneer Exploration was founded in 2014, and it quickly carved out a niche in the mining industry with its trademark UAV Mag aerial surveys. What has been the secret of Pioneer's success?
So it was something that we at Pioneer Exploration started, like you mentioned, in 2014, and we felt that there was a real need in the industry. What we focused on was a niche market where conventionally ground surveys are conducted for mag surveying as well as airborne surveys, and those fill sort of two gaps within the industry, but if you're looking at doing a survey that's a little bit too big to do by ground and a little bit too small to do by airborne, which there's actually quite a few in that space, the drone fits quite nicely into that. And our main points here are that we focus almost entirely on data quality. So unless you have high data quality, you're not going to have repeat customers and you're not going to have happy customers. So we knew that we would be scrutinized from the start in terms of data quality coming off of our survey platform and what the end products are that we're delivering to clients. And happily, we've had very good reports back from everyone from junior miners to small privately owned operations that we do surveys for, all the way up to the major miners that have multinational operations. We've flown probably between 30 to 40 surveys so far, and we've had excellent feedback from all of them in terms of data quality. So that's really been our pushing point, and I think overall that's what's led us to be successful. In addition to the lower costs and a small operational footprint, that speaks to the economical advantages of doing these types of surveys, but the data quality is really what's been the secret of our success.
So you have this existing sweet spot in the mining sector, and you combine that with high-quality data. It certainly sounds like a formula for success. Now, on November 15, 2016, Global UAV signed a definitive agreement to purchase the UAV mag technology from Pioneer Exploration and started the standalone UAV surveying company, Pioneer Aerial Surveys. How has this impacted Pioneer's operations?
So the main advantage that we had after that transaction took place and Pioneer Aerial came into existence under the Global UAV umbrella was that we had all of a sudden the opportunity to accelerate our growth. We had more resources, more people to help us, and we're really able to expand the company responsibly, all at the same time maintaining those key factors that kept us successful in the first place. So we emphasize on building good client relationships, on delivering high quality data, and being able to do it at low cost, and having the financial backing as well as the manpower through the Global UAV side, we were quickly able to expand our operations from essentially one system that we had flying up to three systems with three independent crews that are all working in the field actually as we speak right now. So we have significantly been able to grow and the global group has been extremely important in that accelerated growth for our operations here at Pioneer.
Well, given Pioneer's successful base, it's no surprise that having more resources to devote to your business has been a big plus for the company. Now, let's move on to another important development here. In July, Pioneer announced a contract for its first UAV mag survey in South America. Please update investors on the status of this assignment.
So that contract was quite important for us. It really spoke to our ability to work internationally and to work globally. The unique part is that Chile is a different area compared to the most of the work that we do in Canada and in the U.S. It's very high altitude. The climate is different. The terrain is different. So it speaks to our ability to go and operate in difficult situations worldwide. One of the updates, so our equipment is there. We're literally planning on heading down on fairly short notice here, and we should be able to report back fairly soon about more information on that survey. So it's an exciting time for us to be able to launch ourselves into South America for this first contract.
Well, I'm sure most mining investors know that Chile is one of the world's leading mining jurisdictions, so getting a foothold in that country is certainly a big plus. But there's even bigger news here. In August, Pioneer announced being retained to conduct a UAV mag survey around Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. How was Pioneer chosen for such a high-profile assignment?
Yeah, that's a good question. So it's outside of the usual scope of our survey business. Typically, we do work for mineral exploration companies and in the mining sector. This was through an environmental engineering firm that actually chased us down and got in touch with us and invited us to do the work in cooperation with them in Hawaii. One of the advantages of having something novel and cutting edge, like the technology that we're working with here at Pioneer, is that we're still one of the only companies out there globally that's doing these types of surveys. And when you have industries that are ready to adopt advanced technology and looking for different solutions to the conventional survey methods, in order to cut down on costs and make operations safer. They don't really have any other choice. So we get a lot of calls directly from clients in terms of them coming to us rather than us seeking out them. And that's a really good position for us to be in because it quickly spoke to the success of this this technology as a viable business generator, but also it surprised us, especially in cases like this, just how far-reaching we're getting, even for non-core industry business. So it was a great development that happened for our company.
For sure. Well, you're in an underserved sector and you produce high quality results, so it's not a big surprise that you have clients coming to you. But what was the objective of this project and how successful was the survey?
The survey was quite successful, and what the objective was there was some recent land being developed in the area of Pearl Harbor, and they wanted us to identify essentially any man-made objects or similar to what's called an infrastructure type survey. So they wanted to see if there was leftover contamination from metal objects on the ground, pipelines, buried infrastructure that you couldn't see on the surface, so that they knew where everything was before they went in to develop the site. So the survey was flown as an extremely high resolution, low altitude survey, which was only really feasible at this site by using a UAV, because it wasn't safe to do the survey by conventional ground methods and have crews walking around in the fields. And the data quality was fantastic, and the clients were pleased with the results.
So this shows that Pioneer has applications well outside of the mining industry, and I'm sure that bodes well for the company's future. Speaking to that future, please outline to investors what the future holds for Pioneer Aerial Surveys.
Yeah, so we are constantly growing. We're expanding new clients every month, and we're increasing the size of our operations and the scope of what we're doing. Our teams are getting more experienced, and with that, what we have is an increased operational efficiency, which in the end leads to lower our costs and increase our profits. But overall, we are a technology company. We're on the forefront of doing surveys that are really adding something to the market and filling a niche gap in the industry, and it's in high demand. So you hear a lot of times on the news that drones are going to be big in mining, and we're right there at the front of it. We're constantly looking at new ways to innovate and new ways to keep ahead of the competition. Everything from different sensor designs to new airborne platforms and pushing the regulation side as well, and working with regulators to be able to expand the scope of our surveys. So there's lots of exciting stuff coming down the pipelines for Pioneer Aerial and the global UAV technologies group in general.
So you're an industry leader in an underserved sector, and you've given investors a lot to digest. Let me just provide a brief summary here. The mining industry has a huge appetite for safe, reliable, and high-quality UAV-based geophysics surveying. And Pioneer Aerial is rapidly becoming a go-to name for these services. However, as Pioneer recently illustrated with its surveying around Pearl Harbor, the applications for such services go well beyond the mining industry. As Pioneer expands its reach, it is helping global UAV technologies become a one-stop destination both for UAV services and commercial-grade UAV helicopters through their manufacturing partner, Nov Aerial. This is Jeff Nielsen. I've been speaking with Michael Burns, Director of Global UAV Technologies and Head of Pioneer Aerial Surveys. Thanks for spending time with me today, Michael.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
And for our listeners, thank you for joining us. As always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.